KNDY.
And a good morning. Welcome as we tip off the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. Minutes away from the first matches of the morning. It is first round play, the play-in games, if you will, of a 13-team boys and girls bracket with girls action here at Frankfort, where we're at Frankfort High School, and the boys games commence at Onega. We'll be broadcasting live coverage of area teams throughout the week, and we thank all of our sponsors on the broadcast. Certainly couldn't do all that we do without our live coverage on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, streaming on our website, and on our free mobile app as well. So download that for full coverage for the next 8 days. It is going to be a busy week of high school basketball.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at Landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer. Small town pride known worldwide.
Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Stay close to home while taking classes at one of the multiple HCC locations in Northeast Kansas. Highland, Atchison, Perry, Wamego, and Baileyville. Take advantage of the new affordable rate of $120 per credit hour. That includes tuition, fees, and textbooks. Highland Community College offers scholarships, associate degrees, and technical certificates while delivering 100% college experience. Plan your future close to home, far from debt, with Highland Community College. Don't wait. Contact the admissions office today.
The Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 112 years. At the Farmers Cooperative, we're constantly looking for ways to help our producers become more successful. Allow us to serve you with our quality people, products, and services. We would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business, and we're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Bat Tire in Frankfort is the place to go for tires in Frankfort. Why drive anywhere else? Offering a full range of tires, including Kelly tires and Hankook tires. Get the very best in tire technology for superior handling and longevity. Bat Tire will keep you on the road and headed to where you need to be. Replacements or repairs, they'll get you rolling again. Bat Tire in Frankfort, a proud supporter of the Frankfort Wildcats. Good luck.
And again, welcome back. Bruce Dierking, Mike Side, with tip-off of Game 1 in the TVL tournament. It's the Frankfort and Axtell girls. They are the number 4, number 13 seeds, respectively. Frankfort comes in 5-2, 2-1 in the TVL. Axtell 1-6, 1-4 in the Twin Valley League. And the starting lineups, let's go with Axtell. Kennedy Dieter's a 5'9 junior. Haley Schmitz, a 5'8 senior. Lily McClellan, a 5'8 junior. Laney Porting, a 5'9 sophomore, and Taylor Brockstrom is a 5'5 sophomore. A senior, a pair of juniors, and a pair of sophomores start for the Axtell Lady Eagles under head coach Abigail Stevie and assistant coach Mitchell Engelken. For Frankfort, Lydia Loisau is a 5'10 senior. Keela Corneliuson is a 5'6 junior. Keisha Shirley is a 5'6 senior. Aubrey Rose, a 5'6 senior. And Mariah Brockstrom, a 5'10 senior. Four seniors and a junior start for the Frankfort Lady Wildcats under head coach Brian Ebert and assistant coach Vicki Adams. Axtell and Frankfort tipping off the Twin Valley League girls basketball tournament.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry. And what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
As a stockman,
You know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfort.
Quality health care dedicated to your satisfaction. That's the standard of the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. Your choice for quality care right where you live. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing bed, and long-term care. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic. Your choice for quality care right where you live. Caring is our calling. Call us at 337-2214.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And again, welcome back. KNDY FM Marysville is FM 95.5 at KNDYRadio.com and on our mobile app as well. Axtell Search, Kennedy Dieters, Haley Schmitz, Lily McClellan, Laney Porting, and Taylor Brockstrom. Frankfurt starts Lydia Loisau, Kayla Corneliusen, Keisha Shirley, Aubrey Rose, and Mariah Brockstrom. Glad to have you along. The first of our busy broadcast schedule this week. And the Axtell Lady Eagles play the ball inbounds and play the floor left to right here at Frankfort High School. Pass comes down low. Laney Porting forced to the floor. Ball scoots away out of bounds, and Frankfort takes their first possession. It's the number four, number 13 seeds in the first round play, advancing to the semifinals on our next round on Monday evening at 6. Wildcats play baseline. Chip shot is up and good from Orion Brockstrom. Breaking the ice here this morning. And not often do I say morning. Afternoon broadcasts are rare. Morning broadcasts even more rare in high school sports. 2-0 Frankfort lead as Axel Haley Schmitz comes down the floor. Shot off the arc by Taylor Brockstrom doesn't fall. And the rebound followed out by Frankfurt's Mariah Brockstrom. Wildcats 5-2, 2-1 off to a good start this season. Playing on their home court here today. Pass comes into Lydia Loisau, working with a left-handed layup for the score. Frankfort scored on both possessions for the early 4-0 advantage. We're a minute in. Baseline violation on the inbounds pass is an Axtell turnover. Eagles are a young team, a single senior on their roster. They're 1-6, 1-4 in the TVL. They've won their last two games. Here's Frankfort, pass to Loisau around the right side, scoots to baseline. Shot deflected, ball taken by Kennedy Dieters. Axtell plays the floor left to right. Eagles yet to score, turning off the near side. Taylor Brockstrom in traffic, has it tipped away, tipped again, and out of bounds to Frankfort. Washington County Troy will scoot over to the other gymnasium for game two today. And we do not have Kansas Jayhawk basketball is scheduled this afternoon. Quarantine issues, that announcement just last night. Playing the paint to Ann Moran Brockstrom. Shots up and good for her second score. And Frankfort's off to a 6-0 run. Taylor Brockstrom down the floor to the paint. Double team, turns near the free throw line. Plays near side baseline. Shots up by Haley Schmitz and deflected out of bounds to Frankfurt. Pair of games at 10 and 11:30 and at 1 o'clock today. Twin Valley Lake tournament's underway. We've got the brackets posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. Here's an early timeout. 6-0 Frankfurt when we come back.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfurt.
My Community Bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My Community Bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfurt, proud to be your community bank. Bank. Member FDIC.
Frankfurt basketball leading Axtell 6-0 right at 2 minutes into the contest. First meeting between these two teams this season. Pass from the far side corner comes underneath to Liddy Loyshout. Her shot doesn't fall. Lily McClellan's down with the Eagle board. Transition pass down the floor, got away from Taylor Brockstrom, and the ball is taken by Frankfurt's Aubrey Rose. Pass deflected out of bounds, far sideline. Early substitutions. Emma Hardwick is a 5'6 freshman. And Hattie Gross, 5'8 freshman for Frankfurt. Inbounds, top of the key. Play to Hardwick just in the game. Shot off the far side, doesn't fall. Cleanup underneath by Mariah Brockstrom. 6 of 8 scores for Frankfurt. Leading by an 8-0 count, 5:45 showing here in the first. Haley Schmitz turning out near side. Out top, Taylor Brockstrom, long three, doesn't draw iron. It's out of bounds to Frankfurt. Boys tipping off also at 10 a.m. in Onega. Games at 10, 11:30, and 1 in both their gymnasiums. Due to the crowd restrictions and the coronavirus COVID-19 limitations, they're sharing the tournament at two locations this year. Doubly tough on the broadcasters. Casey Shirley from the near side corner. Shot doesn't go. Clean up by Emma Hardwick underneath. First score off the bench for Frankfurt, leading 10-0 with 5:05 to play in the first. Here's Axtell in search of their first score. Schmitz across the timeline. Lays a bounce pass, stolen out front by Lydia Loyshaw. One-on-one coverage. Loisau is fouled on the layup attempt by Hallie Schmitz. It's her first personal. In the opposite gym this morning, Lynn and Centralia squaring off at 11:30. As we mentioned, we'll do Washington County and Troy while Whitmore meets Blue Valley. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, Clifton Clyde takes on Onega. Loisau from the free throw line. It's good. Third off the Frankfurt bench is Sydney Wapp, a 5'9 freshman. Second free throw's on the way. It's good. Frankfurt 12, Axtell nothing. Full court pressure. Taylor Brockstrom guarded by Casey Shirley. Turning across midcourt. Yields to Hallie Schmitz. Traveling whistle. Schmitz came off the pivot before the pass. Handful of early Axtell turnovers not helping their cause. Wildcat basketball. Perimeter passes far side. Out of the corner, reserve Hattie Gross. Plays out to the forecourt to Emma Hardwick. Tasha Shirley plays underneath to Lydia Loyshout for the shot. Tie up on the rebound. Laney Porting tangles with Hattie Gross. First off the Axtell bench is Allison Bussing, a 5'6 sophomore. Aubrey Rose, a Frankfurt starter, checks back in. Cats by 12 with the ball. 4:15 to play. Middle of the first. Inbounds, near side corner. Hattie Gross. Shots up and good. Counted for two on the three-point line. Second score off the bench for Frankfort. And a 14-0 Wildcat advantage. Sparse crowd under the COVID restrictions. Keisha Board is going to meet Wednesday, perhaps allowing four spectators per participant, as it is currently two. Midcourt pass tipped away from Allison Bussing out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. Allie Schmitz back in the ballgame for Axtell. Eagles from midcourt. Inbounds, scoreless, and now 4 minutes of this ballgame. Schmitz just back in the lineup, turning in the forecourt. Splits defenders near the free throw line. Finds McClellan in the far corner. Driving underneath, she was fouled. Lily McClellan to the line for a pair. Sydney Watt picks up her first. Lily McClellan, a junior at the charity stripe. I'd like to put Axtell on the board here, just under 4 minutes showing. It's good. And a second free throw is on the way. It's good. And a 14-2 contest as the Axtell Eagles are on the board. Wildcats down the floor, right to left. Gross off the far side, plays to Loisau underneath. Through traffic, can't get it to fall. Rebounds out to Laney Porting. Schmitz, the other end, the playmaker. Near side, McClellan comes to the paint. Double team pressure, doesn't draw iron. Rebound, Loisau. Plays a lead pass on the transition for the layup to Avery Rose. Rose, her first score, extends the lead 16-2. Eagles yet score a field goal. Taylor Brockstrom guarded close. Man-to-man pressure in the corner. Nothing doing for McClellan. Short on the baseline. Plays in the paint to Laney Porting for their first field goal. And it's 16-4 Frankfort. 3:05 to play. Opening cue. Rose to Loisau near the free throw line. Gross off the far side. Back around the horn. Near side wing to Hardwick. Cross court finds Rose. Top of the key, Lydia Loisau knocks down the three. Loisau's second field goal. She's got 7 points to lead scoring as Frankfort goes up 19-4. Inbounds pass, stolen by Gross on the far side. Turning near the paint, splitting defenders, taking it to the hoop. Hattie Gross takes the inbounds pass and takes it to the basket for a 21-4 lead. Collision on the inbounds. Sydney Watt picks up her second personal foul. Remind you, our regional sports boosters include CanEquip in Marysville for a full line of tractors, farm machinery, combines, plus they're your steel dealer, CanEquip in Marysville and multiple locations in Kansas. Eagle basketball on the board. Late here in the first quarter, trailing 21-4. Taylor Brockstrom in the baseline, forced out of bounds. Eagles retain possession, though. Frankfort defense crowding things inside. Eagles key it inbounds to McClellan. From the corner, doesn't draw iron. Rebound to Sydney Wapp. Wapp has a little trouble with defenders. A little awkwardly maintains her dribble and keeps possession for the Cats. Traveling whistle on the pass to Hattie Gross. Gross didn't have her feet beneath her. Laney Porting's back in the Axtell lineup. Eagles, Allie Schmitz down the floor. Turns off the far side. Cross-court pass finds Kennedy Dieters. Schmitz playing the paint. Guarded shot is blocked by Mariah Brockstrom, and the ball's taken by the Wildcat. Rockstrom down the floor. Played a pass knocked off the foot of Hallie Schmitz. Out of bounds. Eagles' Allison Bussing, sophomore reserve, checks back in. Buck 26 to play, opening quarter. Chloe Strothman is a 5'10 freshman reserve in the Axta lineup. A senior, a pair of juniors start, then it's a pair of sophomores. Most of the reserves are freshmen, with one exception, a sophomore. Lead pass down the floor on a stolen pass to Allison Bussing. Shot near the lane, doesn't go. Off the side of the rim. Tip to the near side belongs to Frankfurt. Wildcats lead the Eagles 21-4. Solid start for the fourth seed here in first-round play of the tournament. Valley Heights, the number one, Donovan West, two, and Hanover, three feeds receive a bye in the first round. They'll tip off Monday. Cross-court pass and a shot missed by Aubrey Rose. Whistle on the baseline. Ryan Rockstrom picks up her first. Team fouls even at three apiece. Lydia Loisau is back in the Frankfurt lineup. We've under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Still full court pressure. He's off on the inbounds pass, stolen by Aubrey Rose. Rose checks far side. Plays in the corner to Cornelison. Rockstrom around the near side to Shirley. Casey Shirley shot doesn't fall. Boards hauled out by Laney Fording. Eagle basketball. Down 17. Just over a half minute and counting. Schmitz off far side to Dieters. Drives across the free throw line. Pass deflected near side. And belongs to Frankfurt. With just 23 seconds left. Lily McClellan, a starter, is back in the Axta lineup. Comfortable double-digit lead for the home team here. Pass to the paint in traffic and a traveling whistle. Lydia Loisau came into the pass. Leaving Axta possession with 13 seconds to play. Winner of this takes on Wetmore Blue Valley Monday evening at 6. And the loser drops to the backside of a very busy bracket, if you haven't seen that. Schmitz just below the free throw line. Shot rims off at the buzzer. Hung for a moment, didn't want to fall. End of the first quarter in the Twin Valley League girls tip-off. It's Frankfurt 21, Axta 4.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Kuhlman Implement and Hardware is your AGCO Alice, White, Hesting, Leaner, and Gel dealer with personalized care since 1935. See Kuhlman Implement and Hardware for farm equipment, electrical and plumbing supplies, parts, sales, and service. Your AGCO Alice, White, Hesting, Leaner, and Gel dealer is Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn, Kansas.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's. And always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas. A Plyout Wildcat Booster, that's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
Axta basketball trailing Frankfurt 21-4 and a stolen pass. Frankfurt picked off a pass, and then we got a turnover at the other end while I looked at my scoreboard. All right. Well, it's actual possession. We're just underway second quarter. Good to have you along. First of a doubleheader with Washington County and Troy. Girls action to follow here on FM 95.5, KDYRadio.com, and our mobile app. Taylor Brockstrom goes far side to the corner, Kennedy Dieters. Top side finds Laney Porting. Pass away from Allie Schmitz, tipped out of bounds, and belongs to Frankfurt. And quite a number of turnovers for this Axtell team, again coming in with a single win on the season. That victory over Onega, their last outing, 44-41. Losses to Donovan West, Wetmore, Lynn, Clifton Clyde, and Hanover. First meeting between these two. Frankfurt basketball, double-digit lead, opening the second quarter. Shot off the far side, missing for Aubrey Rose. Had a foul whistled. And it's Casey Shirley with her first, fourth team foul. Frankfurt losses to Manhattan Chief and Donovan West. Wins over Pawnee City, Wamonsi, Hanover, and Wetmore. Here's a pass stolen at the other end by Aubrey Rose. On the transition, plays to Lydia Loisau for the layup. 9 points for Loisau to lead all scorers as Frankfurt extends the lead 23-4. Schmitz had the ball tipped away just in front of the Axtell bench. Substitution for the Eagles is Allison Bussing. Inbounds pass, stolen by Rose. Plays the paint to Shirley. Underneath to Brockstrom and missed the shot, but got the follow. It doesn't want to drop. And the board's out to Laney Porting. Couple of short shots wouldn't fall underneath. Pass on the far side, tipped out of bounds. Axtell retains possession. Eagles play in the Bussing. Coming top of the key. Check of the lane. Pass underneath. Stolen away. Picked off by Lydia Loisau. Lost her footing at the other end of a loose ball. Scooped up by Allison Bussing. Going coast to coast. Guarded layup's good for Allison Bussing's first score. First basket off the bench for the Eagles. 23-6. Frankfurt. Just under 6 minutes to play. First half. Shirley, cross-court pass to Rose. Three-point shot missed off the heel of the rim. Loisau rebound in the paint. Plays underneath to Mariah Brockstrom for her fourth score. Axtell timeout, 5:39 to play first half. Frankfurt 25, Axtell 6.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Earning and keeping your business is the top priority at Oldie Tractor Repair in Lynn. Their professionally trained technicians have a tremendous amount of experience with all types of farm equipment. They service all brands of tractors, combines, and forage equipment, especially John Deere. They work on diesel truck engines, clutches, transmissions, differentials, and brakes. Call Oldie Tractor Repair of Lynn, Kansas, serving area farmers for over 26 years.
Bruce Dierking High School basketball action on FM 95.5. Frankfurt girls lead Axtell 25-6. And our broadcast coverage presented in part by the Sunflower Community Credit Union, where they've reinvented banking with touchless banking. COVID-19, it's not an issue. They have a drive-through. They can do remote banking. Contact Sunflower Community Credit Union if you're not already a member. Eagle basketball, they're trailing in this one by 19 points, and a pass stolen top of the key, knocked down by Aubrey Rose. play in the paint to Hattie Gross, traveled with the basketball for a Wildcat turnover. Game two in this gymnasium, Wetmore and Blue Valley, and then Clifton Clyde Onega. 13-team brackets are an animal to deal with. We appreciate the hospitality of Vicki Adams, the athletic director here at Frankfort, getting us set up today and making sure everything was in order. We'll be doing dual coverage between here and Onega with the boys' teams down south along the way this week. Eagle basketball, Allie Schmitz out front. Far side wing to McClellan. Top of the key to Porting. Holds the ball for the moment. And it's then challenged on a reach in. Malloy's out to knock it down. Fought for again in the backcourt. And finally tipped to Axel Taylor-Brockstrom. Pass to the baseline. Stolen by Hattie Gross. Things getting a little rough out there. Gross comes just in the lane. Plays little Loisel. She'll scoot in from the near side baseline. And is fouled. Earns a couple of free throws. Laney Porting picks up her first. Team fouls are even at four apiece. Loisel knocked down a couple of free throws earlier. And the senior missing here. Four senior starters for this Frankfort team. They'll come back with a lot of experience, high hopes this year. Loisel, second look. It's good. 26-6 is a 20-point margin, biggest so far. 4:38 play, middle of the second quarter here. Full court pressure. Inbounds to Dieters. Plays off to Bussing. Allison Bussing started close near the timeline. Save on the far side. Got away from Dieters and is picked off by Frankfort. Cats possession. Top of the key, Aubrey Rose weaves through traffic. Layup is good for Aubrey Rose, second score. And it's 28-6. Inbounds to Schmitz. Meets traffic at midcourt, and that ball is tipped away, then fought for. Traveling whistle is the eventual call. Didn't hold mutual contact long enough for a jump ball. Lily McClellan rolled away with possession, but that was the traveling call. Taylor Brockstrom, Chloe Strothman, Emma Hazenkamp checking the Axta lineup. Abigail Stevie working with a young team this year, just getting some experience as the season progresses. 22-point lead for Frankfort. Mariah Brockstrom missed a shot on the near side. Now to Taylor Brockstrom. Lost it and grabs it back. Center court. Plays to Laney Porting underneath. She was fouled. Lots of pressure underneath. Hattie Gross picks up her first. Team foul number five. Brings Laney Porting, a sophomore, to the free throw line. First time this morning. Missed off the front of the rim. Hometown Lumber and Hardware among our sponsors. If you have a project, they have the tools, they have the supplies you need at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, your Valspar paint dealer in Marysville. Second free throw by Porting is good. And it's 28-7. Frankfort leads Axel. 3:35 to play, first half. Hattie Gross, near side. Top of the key to Emma Hardwick. Far side wing, Casey Shirley shot, doesn't draw iron. Gross with the offensive forward underneath, but her outlet in front of the Axel bench scoots away out of bounds. Here's Kayla Corneliusen, junior starter, back in the Frankfort lineup. Inbounds for the Eagles to Brockstrom. Man-to-man pressure, sticking close, even way out in the forecourt. Laney Porting, guarded shot underneath, doesn't fall. Rebounds out to Gross. Addie turns off the free throw line. Far side finds Cornelison. Back around the horn, near side to Shirley. Casey Shirley, left side baseline. 10-footers up and good. Shirley's first score. Four of five Frankfurt starters have scored, and it's 37. Inbounds pass, knocked down by Brocksterman. Play in the paint to Wop. Shot doesn't fall. Traveling whistle on the rebound. Goes which way? Nobody's there to key it in. Frankfurt possession. Mariah Brocksterman. Shot's good off the free throw line, and she's got 10 points. It's 32-7. Inbounds pass almost knocked away, saved by Taylor Brocksterman. Guarded close in the backcourt by Keisha Shirley. Turns across the timeline. Three-point shot is good downtown for Emma Hazenkamp. Freshman reserve just checked in. Our first tray for the Eagles. They're down 22. Perimeter passes, coming near side. Shirley for three. Count it! Keisha Shirley, her first tray. Frankfurt second. They lead 35-10 with just under 2 minutes in counting. Rocksterman, left hand, right hand, dribble. Near side, base. To the top of the key, and the ball knocked away by Brocksterman. There's a foul whistle. Ryan Brocksterman, second. Six Frankfurt team fouls. Neither team's the bonuses yet. Wholesale substitutions checking in for Frankfurt's Brian Ebert. 35-10, comfortable Frankfurt lead. Ebert giving his starters a breather. And his second string, some experience. Inbounds pass flies away from Kennedy Dieters all the way to the other end of the floor. It'll be inbounds for the Cats. Back at the other end, since the ball was never touched in play. Taryn Parmentier is a sophomore, seeing her first action. Near side to Emma Hardwick. Fresh faces in the lineup for the Wildcats. Double team pressure down low, and a traveling whistle on Lexi Dollinghouse. 1:25 remains. Pretty quick first half. We're kind of hoping this one moves along so that we can make a transition to the other gymnasium for game two. Brackets weren't just the most favorable as far as area teams in the same gymnasium back-to-back, that sort of thing. Even picking games for broadcast in the first round is kind of like playing pin the tail on the donkey. Emma Hardwick misses a tray out top. There's a foul on the rebound underneath. No, a foul on the shot underneath. After the rebound by Lexi Dollinghouse, she stepped to the charity stripe. Found by Chloe Strothman, her first, team foul number five. Dollinghouse missing. We have a minute 15 remaining. 25-point affair here. Dollinghouse extends that by one. Second free throw is good. It's 36-10. Taylor Brocksterman, guarded close, shadow to her right. Reach in, swipe by Emma Hardwick. And a collision foul at midcourt, coming back the other way. Taylor Brocksterman picks up her first. Next whistle puts us in the bonus both ways. Three-point shot. Tana Stoll missed. And a Hazenkamp with the ball for Axtell. Brocksterman. follows the screen right side. Brockstrom to the hoop. Guarded short shot, missed. Got her follow shot, and it's good. Taylor Brockstrom stayed with it. Gets her first score. It's 36-12 with 35 seconds left. Hardwick near side. Top of the key to Kennedy Sedlacek. Traveled with it. Wildcat turnover. Eagle basketball. Single field goal in the first quarter. They have managed three scores from the field, plus a free throw in this second eight. Taylor Brockstrom comes short to the hoop. Guarded shot, doesn't fall. Ford's hauled out by Kennedy Sedlacek. And here's Frankfurt with 5 seconds left. Bounce pass, far side wing, kind of stole, missed the shot at the buzzer. At the half in this Twin Valley Lake girls tournament tip-off, it's Frankfurt 36, Axtell 12.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Every great team has shared qualities that separated them from all else. Whether you're talking about the 72 Dolphins, the 92 Dream Team, the Fab Five, or the Magnificent Seven, you can count on one thing. The vision was clear and the commitment was obvious. High standards were set and improvement was never ending. At Sapp Brothers, our goal is simple. To be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. And we'll reach our goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Join our team, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
J&R Market in Frankfort has the groceries your family needs, the savings you want, and is working hard to keep your family and community safe in uncertain times. The market is taking extra precautions like frequent cleaning and sanitizing of the store, offering curbside pickup through email, and new store hours to be able to focus on cleaning and stocking. The J&R Market app makes it easy for you to organize your list so you can be in and out and on your way. Get the fresh, wholesome groceries your family needs from J&R Market in Frankfort. Open 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 to 5 on Sunday.
The Dragoston Insurance Agency proudly represents Buckeye Insurance Group, founded over 130 years ago. With all that experience, you can expect nothing less than superior insurance and service. They use a common-sense approach to write policies that are customized to meet specific insurance needs. The Dragoston Agency offers top-notch service, expertise, and knowledge. Call 785-325-2263 or stop by the office in Washington. The Dragoston Agency and Buckeye Insurance Group. Together, they're insuring the heartland.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
And welcome back. Frankfort girls lead Axtell 36-12. It's been all Lady Wildcats here in the first half. Jumping to a 21-4 first quarter lead, held Axtell to a field goal and a pair of free throws in the opening eight, and it was Frankfort outscoring Axtell in the second quarter by a 15-8 margin. As Frankfort is paced by Lydia Loyce out, Mariah Brockstrom with 10 apiece, Kasia Shirley has 5, Aubrey Rose 4 points, Hattie Gross off the bench with 4, Emma Hardwick with 2, Lexi Dollinghouse adds a free throw. 21 in the first, 15 in the second, first half total of 36. Frankfort is 4 of 6 at the free throw line with a pair of three-pointers. For the Axtell Eagles, scoring has been scattered and sparse. Laney Fording with 3 points. Lily McClellan, Taylor Brockstrom with 2. Off the bench, Emma Hazenkamp has their only 3. Allison Bussing with 2 points. Held at 4 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second, first half total of 12. Axtell 3 of 4 at the free throw line with a single tray in the ballgame. Frankfort 36, Axtell 12 at the half here in the Twin Valley Lake Girls Basketball Tournament.
You've reached Billy Bob's Propane. Nobody can take your call now, but somebody will get back to you sometime.
Yeah, this is Frank Jones, and I'm switching propane companies. Why?
Wanklin Oil has more to offer, and to be honest, better prices. They also gave me options to fit my budget, and in case you don't remember, I called last week because I was nearly out of propane. You never called me back. I'm now out of propane.
Switching propane dealers is no big deal. Call Wanklin Oil at 1-800-794-2019. Wanklin Oil, we've had the energy since 1926.
71 degrees all the way.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits. So enjoy a new degree of comfort this winter.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service and all brands of equipment. Call B&W Electric in Hanover, your local Rheem contractor, at 785-337-2598 today.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
Turn to Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville when you need to take your crops to the next level. Start with top-quality channel seed, complete with treatments and delivery. Precision planting equipment gives you optimum seed spacing, singulation, and depth control. Kilbro seed tenders are dependable for delivering seed to the field and planter. And Darren carries sprayer parts, fertilizer parts, and Conklin Ag products, so you have the best growing season ever. Grow your best with Cottage Hill Ag Supply.
Tipping off the Twin Valley League basketball tournament, number one seed Valley Heights, number two Diamond West, and third seed Hanover receive byes in the first round. They'll tip off in Monday. It's fourth seed Frankfort facing 13th seed Axtell this morning. So number five Wetmore takes on number 12 Blue Valley in the 11:30 matchup here. Sixth seed Washington County, 11th seed Troy. That's our second broadcast feature, also at 11:30 in the other gymnasium. 7th seed Clifton Clyde versus number 10 Onega this afternoon at 1. 8th seed Lynn versus number 9 Centralia. That is underway in the other gymnasium. I think that covers everything on the girls' side. Over in the boys' division, I've got a halftime score. And it's Donovan West leading Valley Heights down in Onega. D. West 33, Valley Heights 21. That is a halftime score in the boys' division. Top three seeds in the boys' division, Clifton Clyde, Hanover, Frankfort with first-round byes. Fourth seed Centralia takes on Lynn. Fifth seed Axtell versus Omega. Number six, Washington County and Troy. Seventh seed Wetmore and Blue Valley. Number eight, 9 seed Donovan West and Valley Heights. That's underway. Stay tuned. Second half action ahead. Frankfort girls lead Axtell 36-12 at the half.
Give your child a foundation in cheer, dance, or gymnastics with Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Studio in Seneca. From ages 18 months to 18 years, kids can participate in recreational and competitive dance, gymnastics, and cheer, all in a fun, encouraging, positive atmosphere. Little Steps is a proud supporter of the Axtell Eagles. To get your child's groove on, call 336-3554.
For engineered roof and floor trusses, call on Axtell Truss. 12 to 80-foot span, complete hip, cathedral, and floor systems using only the best SOIP available. Deliver to your site undamaged on a roll-off trailer. Manufactured locally at Axtell Truss on U.S. Highway 36, 2 miles west of K-110 between Seneca and Marysville. Phone 785-736-2291.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are searching for a pleasant family restaurant with a delightful atmosphere, stop looking. Ricky's Cafe in Hanover is what you want. They feature hot meals at moderate prices, comfortable seating, and good service. Their friendly staff will make sure you enjoy your meal and that it is served quickly and piping hot. Ricky's Cafe in Hanover, Kansas is the restaurant to go to often and take your hearty appetites anytime. For the past 50 years, ask anyone the best place to dine and they'll mention Ricky's Cafe, Hanover, serving this community for 50 years.
High school basketball live, KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile app streaming worldwide. Frankfurt 36, Axtell 12. Frankfurt Wildcats first possession in the second half. Winner advances to face Wetmore Blue Valley winner Monday evening at 6. Loser drops to the backside of the bracket. Brackets are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. An early foul whistle. Delaney Porting picks up her second first team foul. Sends Mariah Brockstrom into the free throw line first time this morning. And the senior puts it up and in. Brockstrom and Lydia Loyshaw with 10 points apiece to lead scoring first half. Brockstrom's second shot. It's good. And she's now 12 points as Frankfurt extends the lead, 38-12. Still showing full court pressure. That's created some problems getting the ball down the floor for a young Axtell team. Ellie Schmitz in the backcourt. Turning across the timeline, far side. Brings it near wing to Kennedy Dieters. Pass top side to Lily McClellan. Shot just below the free throw line. Good for Lily McClellan. Her first field goal. She's got 4 points. And it's 38-14. Aubrey Rose. Near side wing to Keely Cornelison. Fires cross court to Rose. Out top, Casey Shirley. Near side to Rose. Shot missed. Traveling whistle on the effort at the rebound. Eagle turnover. First meeting between these two teams this season. Frankfurt 5-2, Axtell 1-6. The number 4, number 13 seeds. Ryan Brockstrom forcing her way through a couple defenders, traveled with it. Cats turnover. Think Gordon and Associates, among our fine sponsors on the broadcast. Tax time coming soon. If you need tax preparation or bookkeeping or payroll services, call Think Gordon and Associates. Ryan Brockstrom converts an inbound steal. And she has 14 points to lead all scorers. It's 40-14 now. Long pass down the floor to break the press. Lydia Loisau steals it. Cornelison out top. Near side to Rose. Missed a three off the back of the rim. Rebounds hauled out by Schmitz. Eagle possession. They're down by 26. Just underway second half. Rockstrom in check of the lane. Defender stays on the arc. Laney Porting, bounce pass forecourt to Kennedy Dieters. Errant pass in front of Lily McClellan's out of bounds and an Axtell turnover. Sydney Wapp, freshman reserve, checks in along with Hattie Gross and Nema Hardwick. Trio of freshman reserves for Brian Ebert's team. Shirley, near side wing to Gross. Out of the corner, Lydia Noise out. Shot doesn't fall. Billy McClellan, defensive board. Eagles pass, far side. Shot from the corner by McClellan. Doesn't draw iron. Out of bounds to Frankfurt. Game two, we head down the hall. Washington County and Troy girls tip off. Number six, number 11 seeds. And then we were to have Kansas Jayhawk basketball. That one's postponed this afternoon. Quarantine issues up in Iowa. Shot missed from the corner. Kennedy Dieter's rebound. Eagle basketball. Porting near side. Schmitz to the free throw line. Forecourt to Brockstrom. Top of the key. Allie Schmitz missed off the heel of the rim. Rebounds out to Emma Hardwick. Turns it out far side. Hardwick has it knocked away. There's a three-way tussle on the floor for possession. And it's a jump ball whistle. 3 minutes into the second half. Frankfurt 40, Axtell 14. 21-4 Frankfurt at the end of eight. They led 36-12 at the half. Schmitz coming into forecourt. Guarded close by Hardwick. Out from behind, Brockstrom to the top of the key. Now a pass on the wing. Tipped out of bounds. No, tipped away and taken by Frankfurt. Gross knocks it away. Lydia Loisau takes it down the floor, lays it in for her first score in the second half. She has 12 points in the morning. Too much time on the inbounds pass is a turnover. 42-14 Frankfurt. Commanding the lead here. Middle of the third quarter. Shot from the corner. Three-point effort missing by Casey Shirley. Gets her own rebound. Scoots underneath. Loisau tips it down near the free throw line. Ball was loose on the far side. Not sure if that was a bounce pass or just a loose ball. Lily McClellan picks it up for the Axtell Eagles. And it's McClellan out top. Pass knocked away by Porting. Saved near midcourt. Tipped out of bounds. Belongs to Axtell. Kayla Cornelius and Aubrey Rose back in the Frankfurt lineup. They're starters. Inbounds pass, got away, save on the far side by Kennedy Dieters. Pass to Porting in traffic underneath, hits the base of the rim. Hattie Gross underneath, takes it the other way. Rose top of the key. Near side wing to Hardwick. Gross out of the corner. And around the perimeter far side, Shirley. Lane violation is a Frankfurt turnover. Here's Allison Bussing. Sophomore reserve in for Axtell. 3:16 to play in the third. Frankfurt 42, Axtell 14. Full court pressure. Bussing on the far side. Gives off to Brockstrom. Coming baseline, forced out of bounds. A lot of turnovers in this one. Substitution is Frankfurt's Mariah Brockstrom. Emma Hazenkamp will check in at the next opportunity for Axtell. Rose near side to Hardwick. Shot missed. Rebound, Lily McClellan. Kayla Brockstrom, top of the key, needs help. Manages a pass to Allison Bussing. She's tied up between defenders down low and traveled with it. Hazenkamp gets the check-in nod. 28-point ball game. 2.5 minutes and counting, third quarter. Passes far side wing to Hardwick. Cross court, Rose. Pass into traffic, knocked away underneath. Foul whistle. Kennedy Peters picks up her first. Only the second team foul. There haven't been a lot of foul whistles, thank goodness. Aubrey Rose, free throw is good. Frankfurt Senior with a second chance here. Missing off the back of the rim. Peters high for the rebound. Cats by 29. Peters far side. Guarded near the sideline. Fouled by Addie Gross. Her second. Timeout on the floor. 2:13 remains third quarter. Frankfurt 43. Axtell 14.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated features a cattle sale every Thursday at noon. For early consignments and additional information, go online to MarysvilleLivestock.com or contact Sale Barn Manager Bill Kiesecker, Fieldman Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, or Taylor Shoddy. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, offering a cattle sale every Thursday. Early consignments and additional information online at MarysvilleLivestock.com.
Glad to have you tuned in. Plenty of high school basketball this week as we broadcast the Twin Valley League girls and boys games, as well as the Thunder Classic on our sister station. Marysville tips off Tuesday, Thursday, and plays again Saturday in boys tournament play. Axtell basketball trailing here at Frankfurt, 43-14. And the pass stolen by Anna Hardwick. Goes the distance. Hardwick layup is good. Converts the steal for her second score. It's 45-14. Inbounds pass deflected by Hardwick. Hardwick, Axtell retains possession. Too much time on the inbounds. That's a turnover. I want to remind you, our Coach's Corner features area high school basketball coaches. We do a round robin with the boys and girls coaches. A couple of them each evening following sports at around 5:30. Shot from the far side corner, missing by Aubrey Rose. Allison Bussing brings it down. Bussing needs help. Finally gets it with Moran Brockstrom coming in underneath. Axtell timeout. Yeah, we'll take it as well. 1:34 remains third quarter. Frankfurt 45, Axtell 14.
Titan Trailer Manufacturing of Waterville offers a full line of horse and livestock trailers, flatbed trailers, utility trailers, dump trailers, stock trailers, cargo trailers, and custom trailers. Are you sensing a theme here? Trailers. If you need it, they have it. Not only do they have it, Titan Trailers are a higher standard of quality manufactured in Waterville. You're pulling the best with a Titan Trailer. Log on to TitanTrailer.com and find a dealer near you and see for yourself.
45-14, Frankfurt's led all the way. They jump to a 21-4 first quarter lead and haven't looked back. Axtell Eagles lob underneath. And a foul whistle there, reach in. By Aubrey Rose, going to be her first. Pass came into McClellan underneath in traffic. Pair of team fouls each way. Inbounds to McClellan, far side, traveled with it. Eagle turnover. Honeyman Auto, among our regional sports booster sponsors. See Doug, if you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, take advantage of your stimulus check for a down payment today on a quality new ride from Honeyman Auto in Marysville, offering a full service department. Cross court pass and a traveling call. Aubrey Rose coming into the pass. Countless number of turnovers both ways this morning. Still full court pressure. Pass knocked down. Let's saved by Taylor Brockstrom. Brings it across midcourt. Maintains her dribble top of the key. Brockstrom right side. Near the lane. Shot top of the key. Off the rim. Doesn't fall for Allison Bussing. Loisau comes away with the ball. Far side Hardwick. Out top, Aubrey Rose. Missed the three. Underneath, fighting for room, Sydney Wapp was fouled. Lainey Porting picks up her fourth. And Sydney Wapp, a freshman at the free throw line, shooting two. On the way, it's good. Chloe Strothman's back in the Axta lineup. Four reserves have now scored for Frankfurt. Wapp's second free throw. It's good. Lots of arch. Frankfurt 47, Axtell 14. Eagles down the floor. Bussing near side wing to McClellan. Kicks it back to Bussing. Play in the paint, Kennedy Peters. She was fouled. Aubrey Rose charged with her second. Leaves just shy of 30 seconds in this third cue. Inbounds, fought for. Save on the baseline. Nice effort by Chloe Strothman. Now the ball stolen at the other end. Emma Hardwick converts the steal. She's got a half a dozen. Inbounds pass stolen. Quick play to Keisha Shirley underneath for back-to-back Frankfurt scores. They lead 51-14 as the inbounds pass is knocked away at the buzzer. End of three quarters in this matchup. Fourth seed Frankfurt 51, 13th seed Axtell 14.
The Warehouse in Waterville wishes you and your family a very happy holiday season. Thanks to your generosity, they are fully stocked and have run out of storage. The Warehouse is temporarily closed to the public for the safety of their staff and customers. They appreciate your support and patronage and send you their best wishes from Twin Valley Developmental Services and the Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville.
At the beginning of every crop year, you get only one chance to get it right. Start your season off with a seed you can trust, Plant DeKalb Asgrow. They have a full range of products that have proven themselves year after year. Parker Seed can provide the right seed for your environmental conditions. There's no room for error. Call Parker Seed to start your season off right. When you call Todd Parker, he'll put his knowledge and experience to work to help you make the right choices. Call today, 562-6687. That's 562-6687.
Update on the Warehouse in Waterville. I heard their holiday ad. They are open again for business. They are accepting donations. They are open for business. They do ask you, wear your mask, if you will, while shopping at the Warehouse in Waterville. Frankfurt 51, Axtell 14. Had kind of a feeling this might be a mismatch here, as many of these first-round playing games are on Saturday. Here's a stolen pass underneath by Lily McClellan. Axtell held to a single field goal in that third quarter, outscored 15-2. It's been Frankfurt all the way. Winner takes on the Wetmore Blue Valley winner Monday evening at 6. 5 and 12 seeds matchup in the 11:30 matchup right here. Shot off the far side, but Taylor Brockstrom missed. Frankfurt rebound to Aubrey Rose. Pass near side corner. And back out top. Boys out in traffic in the lane. Kicks it off far side. Shot coming to the lane. Aubrey Rose connects. And she's got 7 points. It's 53-14. Kennedy Peters holds the ball high, looking inside. Players crossing, but nothing doing, and then a time violation. Yet another Eagle turnover. Verona Implement is your Case IH dealer, Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. See Verona Implement if you're trading for a new tractor, farm machinery, and they offer Case IH parts as well. Verona Implement. Wildcat basketball, a comfortable, 39-point lead. In traffic underneath, gaining her footing, Mariah Brockstrom enforces a shot and is fouled. Earns a couple of free throws. Kennedy Dieters picks up her second, a fourth team foul. We have a rolling clock with 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Mariah Brockstrom, 2 for 2 earlier. This one's good. And Laney Porting checks in for Axtell. We'll pack things up, take a brief timeout. Intermission between games as we head for Washington County. Troy, just down the hall. Second free throw, rims off, doesn't fall. And Laney Porting pulls down the board. Axtell a single win this season. Doesn't look like they're going to change things here today. All stolen by Aubrey Rose. Far side finds Shirley. In the paint, Brockstrom, shots up and good. Mariah Brockstrom in traffic. It's her first field goal in the second. Nope, second field goal in the second half. She's got 17 to lead all scorers. Pass stolen by Lydia Loisau. Takes it one-on-one. Layup missed. No foul whistle. Ball is loose to Allison Bussing. Axtell possession with now 5 minutes and counting. Shot from the far side corner, missing by McClellan. Timeout, Frankfurt with 4:46 remaining. Frankfurt leads Axtell 56-14.
Are you looking to have some t-shirts printed? A few or for a crowd?
Need a little sign? A big sign? Need some vinyl graphics? Or just a small banner? Need something impressive in a hallway? Canvas prints for home or business? Need it all and need it now? DMD Designs and Graphics in downtown Washington is your one-stop print shop. They specialize in custom printing just about anything you need printed. Call 510-6059 for your screen printing, sign making, banner making, decal, embroidery, promotional items, and design needs. Hot off the presses.
4:46 remains in a lopsided affair as Frankfurt leads Axtell 56-14. Emma Hardwick down the floor. Far side Hattie Gross. Cross court pass over Hardwick out of bounds. First time these teams have met this season. We have had a few COVID-related postponements, but fared much better than I anticipated. Here's a shot missed and a loose ball tip to the free throw line, picked up by Taylor Brockstrom. Eagles keep it in play. Pass flies high over McClellan out of bounds. Now, we came into football season, I said, we're going to be lucky if we get through 4 or 5 games. We completed the season, including playoffs. And basketball season had some of the same concerns. We had spikes back in November with this COVID issue, but they have stabilized. Play underneath. Pass comes to Lydia Loisau. Double check. Sydney Watt for the score. Watt's first field goal, and it's 58-14. The schools have done an exemplary job of reacting but not overreacting. We saw that too at check-in today. They were very careful, but not overly cautious that we couldn't continue life. Eagle basketball, shot off the free throw line by Laney Porting is good. Porting's second score, and it's 58-16, Frankfurt. 3:10 remains. Far side pass to Hardwick. Rose underneath. Gross, Hattie Gross puts it in for two. 60-16. Near side wing, Dieters. Underneath to McClellan, and she was fouled. Sydney Watt picks up her third. McClellan knocked down a pair of free throws early on. First of two here is in and out. A couple of substitutions in the Frankfurt lineup. Tana Stoll and Lexi Dollinghouse. Everybody's been in at one point or another this morning. McClellan's second look. On the way, missed off the back of the rim. High for the rebound is Kennedy Sedlacek. 2 minutes to play with a running clock here in the fourth quarter and a 44-point Frankfurt lead. Pass to the lane, stolen by Laney Porting. Porting coming baseline over defenders. Shot doesn't fall. Defensive board to Tieran Parthamer. There's Janice Stoll, far side to Dollinghouse. Sydney Wapp, turnaround shot on the baseline. She was fouled by Kennedy Dieters. That's her third. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. United Bank and Trust, multiple locations in Northeast Kansas, serving all of your financial needs. Sydney Wapp to the free throw line. Knocked down a pair earlier. This one's good. Substitution for Axtell is Allie Schmitz. Wapp's second free throw with under a minute and counting. It's good. Lots of point production off the bench for Frankfurt. Has to be a plus for this team. Rockstroman, far side, cross-court pass to Dieters. Shot off the glass, doesn't fall. Rockstroman gets the board, far side. Turns it out from the corner. Play underneath Kennedy Dieters. Can't get it over the rim. Sydney Wapp with the rebound. Under a half minute and counting. This one's going to Frankfurt. They'll advance to play Wetmore Blue Valley winner Monday at 6. Another passes. Now play to the free throw line. Nothing doing. Coming back out top. Arthimer, under 10 seconds left. Just playing keep away and guarding the win. Frankfurt will be victorious here on their home court, hosting the girls' bracket this year. Our final, Frankfurt 62, Axtell 16.
Can equip you to make you better at what you do. Here at Can Equip, we know it's a difficult time with COVID-19, but we also know you have a job to do, feeding America. Each Can Equip store has made changes to protect you and our staff. Call or email us today in Marysville. You're important to us.
Can equip you to make you better at what you do.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Did your Christmas stocking get filled with gift cards and cash this year? Did you get a Christmas bonus from work? We know exactly where you can spend it. At Hometown Lumber and Hardware, they have a huge selection of DeWalt and Milwaukee tools that you can use. Treat yourself to hand tools, power tools, a cordless chainsaw, or a leaf blower. With so many choices, it's going to be a tough decision, but we're confident you'll make the right one. Take your time at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon and Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon and Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Frankfort 62, Axtell 16. Frankfort advances to play the Wetmore Blue Valley winner on Monday evening at 6. And Axtell drops to the bottom side of the bracket. They'll tip off on Tuesday at 7:30. And they'll play again, next Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll follow those brackets. They're online at KNDYRadio.com. 62-16 win was Frankfort all the way. They jumped to a 21-4 first quarter lead, led 36-12 at the half. Balanced attack, total of 9 players scored, including lots of production off the bench. Frankfort led by Mariah Brockstrom with 17, Lydia Loisau with 12, 7 each for Acacia Shirley and Aubrey Rose. Off the bench had Sydney Wapp, Hattie Gross, and Emma Hardwick with 6 apiece, and a free throw for Lexi Dollinghouse as Frankfort improves to 6-2. Axtell point production was sparse. They were held to a single field goal in each the third and fourth quarter. Had 5 points from Lainey Porting. Lily McClellan adds 4. Taylor Brockstrom scores 2. Emma Hazenkamp off the bench with 3. And Allison Bussing adds 2. Axtell falls to 1-7 on the season. Frankfort 62, Axtell 16, our girls' final here this morning.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With 2 stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, and Hiawatha.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we will find out just how quickly I can move down the hall for the Washington County Troy matchup, which is our second game broadcast today. Again, the Frankfort girls win the opener over Axtell. Big thank you to our sponsors and a thank you for tuning in. We'll be back in a few moments with Game 2 live on KNDY.
KNDY.